This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
All right, well, Peter Kessler is a golf historian, longtime golf broadcaster with both Golf Channel and SiriusXM, and Peter has been generous through the years to join us on the weeks following major championships, so it's a pleasure to welcome Peter Kessler back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Peter.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you, John, and it's always so great to hear your voice. I love the sound of it, and I always anticipate what's about to come, so thanks for including me.
Well, thank you for doing this. You're always kind to say those sorts of things. All right, let's start with this. There are never complaints about the setup at the Open Championship. What does the RNA get right?
They don't even share. They don't even do anything. They had as much to do with the preparation as you did. It's perfect. I've played Carnoustie maybe 18 or 20 times because I used to play in the Dunhill Links almost every year, including practice rounds. And one year when I shot 75 twice at the old course and shot 75 at Kings Barnes and shot 79 at Carnoustie, the 79 at Carnoustie was better than the other 375s. It's just so hard, you can't believe it. Yet, the greens are slow. They're like the slowest that a golf course will have it for the week when they have a lot of mixed play and newer players and older players, and they keep the green speeds down. That's what they're like at Carnoustie. That's what they're like at all the golf courses, because if the wind blows, the ball's going to move, and you can't have the ball move or you can't play golf. So they're at the see, you have to push the ball to the hole, which means everybody's going to two-putt or make a putt, and nobody's straining over six-foot putts. That's why the rounds went so fast, is because everything on the greens moved so quickly, even when guys had to assess situations getting from tee to green. But no, they basically don't do anything. The super sets up the course. The rough is exactly the way it is if you and I went out there a month from now, and they just let them play, because they know that the only defense for links golf is wind and rain. That's it. If you get it, it's harder. If you don't, it's easier. And isn't that fantastic that every day it's a brand new golf course depending on Mother Nature's whim? Absolutely fantastic. And you don't see 96 guys like at the USGA setting each pin. It's one guy. They go out in the morning just like he did when they played the mixed member 2 days ago. It's the same thing.
You had to enjoy the golf on Sunday.
Oh, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I was enthralled. When Tiger took us back in time for that first 10 holes, it was as excited as anything I have watched since I was with him at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines when he beat Rocco in 91 holes in 2008. And that was so exciting and so thrilling. I mean, particularly the Saturday. I sat right behind him on 13 when he made the 75-footer down the hill for eagle, and I was right next to him when he made the 25-footer that nobody else could read the break on for eagle on 18. And, you know, you're just – you know, it's funny because I remember a sports writer, Jeff Rude, turned to me after Tiger made the 75-footer for eagle on 13, and he said, "You'll never forget where you were at this moment." And he's absolutely right. So I think all of us, except Tiger haters, I think all of us felt that again. I was absolutely exhilarated. I could not stay in my seat, and I just was so delighted. The shot out of the bunker on 10 was fantastic, but it made me very uncomfortable that he had been there, and I felt like he was going to leak some oil, and he ended up hitting 44% of the fairways where he'd been on Sunday, where he had averaged 80 leading the field the first 3 days. So same problem with Tiger, not quite being able to finish a round. We've seen that a few times this year. He's going to get there. It's a process. He's going to get there. That's the next thing that's going to happen. And when he took the lead early, they all freaked Everybody that started four shots ahead of him, they couldn't even think straight anymore. Spieth got to the most difficult hole, really, on the front nine when there's a win, number six, the par five, and he completely lost the ability to think clearly and to leave himself the next easiest shot. He completely, absolutely had no idea what was going on, was discombobulated, as was everybody else in the field, except Molinari, who just kept making pars. He wasn't making birdies. He wasn't chipping away at Tiger. Tiger had to go into a position where he gave confidence to Francesco, who then ran with that confidence and played the last five holes in two under, which is pretty stout stuff at Carnoustie. So I thought it was wonderful. You know, everybody was in the mix. McIlroy was in it, but he's become, to me, a happy-go-lucky golfer. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares about history. I don't think he cares about, I don't think he cares about anything at all. I think most of them don't care. There's so much money and all this vacationing together and flying in chefs from Florida to Scotland. It bothered me. I understand that I'm being naive because the money's there and Tiger's the one who generated it, but I just don't see really anybody who's interested in history anymore, anybody wanting to get championships like Jack and like Tiger. I don't think Rory cares anymore, but he was in the mix, Spieth was in the mix, Tiger was in the mix. I thought it was a wow.
We're talking with Peter Kessler here on the Augusta Golf Show. I do want to talk about Francesco, but one last thing on Tiger. When he makes double on 11, bogey on 12, did you think those were bad decisions or poor execution?
Oh, well, he certainly made the wrong decision on the pitch on 11. It's funny, I only practice short game, so that's a shot I like to hit for fun, a little one out of some wispy stuff with a kind of an awkward lie over a little bunker. And, after you do that shot 10 times in practice, you realize there's really only one way to play it. And from his angle, the only way he could have played it was to play a little left of the flag and try to land it about 5 feet short of the flag and hope he had 10 or 12 feet or even 14 feet for par. But you absolutely have to take six out of the equation. And while it wasn't a yippy swing that yielded the poor pitch and the resulting double bogey, it certainly was a decel swing. And a decel swing is a nervous swing. And a nervous swing is usually a little bit of a sign of lack of confidence at that particular moment. I mean, anybody who's ever played golf, you decel on a little shot around the green, you know what happened. It was a little implosion. So that's what happened to Tiger. And then the next one, he couldn't get up and down because of the angle, even though I fully expected him to drain the 8-footer. That's what Tiger of old would have done. That's what the new Tiger has to learn to do again.
All right, you mentioned the winner. I'm glad we're getting the winner in there. As the years go by, Peter, you're the historian. Will we really come to appreciate what Molinari did, bogey-free over the weekend? I mean, Faldo's name was invoked as he was going par, 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 par. Will we look back on that round like we look back on Nick's round?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's one of the really wonderful rounds in the history of championship golf, regardless of which major it was. 16 pars and two birdies, and everything was low stress. He didn't have to make a lot of 6 and 8 footers or anything. It was a low stress round, and I love his golf swing, and I love his attitude, and I love the fact that he's had to pay, he's in his mid-30s. He's had to pay dues for a long time before he got to the position he's in, and he's riding the streak of his life. The last several weeks has just been the best time he's ever had on a golf course. Everything is clicking. Very few players are good enough to be consistently good, like Jack and Jones and Hogan and Tiger. And some players get little streaks, like Phil's career has been built on two or three good weeks a year. His whole career, he's never won a season-ending award because he's a very inconsistent player. Francesco is more consistent than Phil, who has wild highs and lows, and he doesn't have the track record of Phil. But he is riding a streak right now. He doesn't know why he's playing so good. He doesn't know why he's putting so good. But it's a gift. You don't touch it. You let the thing run free. So right now, he's letting everything run free. He's not thinking about anything. He doesn't have any swing keys. He's just trying to put the ball in play and playing it against Tiger Woods, who had a two-shot lead on him with 8 holes to play. You bet we'll remember it.
Do you think he thinks about keeping this going, or does he just bask in some of this glory? I do sense that the Europeans treat that sort of win different than the Americans do.
Yeah, but you know, it's one thing if he'd been 25, John, but now he's 35. You can have a different view and appreciation of golf and your career and assessing where you've been and where you are in your mid-30s than you are in your mid-20s. So I think he knows that he should let this thing ride out. You can celebrate, but he's never played this kind of golf his whole life. And he's been waiting his whole life to play this kind of golf. And so right now, he knows he just has to stay out of his own way. No swing thoughts. Just keep doing what you're doing until the magic inevitably runs out. And hopefully for him, it'll carry on right through to early October when we complete the Ryder Cup. You know, you never know how long the streak's going to last. Usually they're short. You know, he should be almost at the end of it by historical standards. But there's nothing that says that has to be the deal. He could ride this for a while. I would love to see it. I'm delighted for him. He's a lovely guy. He's easy to like. That pleasant face, that lovely smile, the thing with his woman, just absolutely the whole package is fantastic. And he knows right now that this is the time. And you know he's thinking about the PGA.
He is Peter Kessler. Peter, I always appreciate the time. Thank you for doing this.
Great to be with you, my friend. I love you.